This is the intention of this podcast. The intention is to help you to not only learn, but to embody what I have embodied, to cultivate ecstasy within you so that you can not just manifest your physical reality, but create your physical reality from a state of ecstasy.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Women Podcast. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our inner wisdom and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to self-discover, create, and be present in the world, while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our sense of empowerment so we can live our lives ecstatically. Now let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello and welcome to the Ecstatic Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Alara Sage, the Ecstatic Life Mentor. I am just so deeply honored that you are here with me now in this moment. In this episode, I want to share with you the inspiration and the intention behind this podcast. Beginning of my spiritual journey, I was called an ecstatic by a shaman. I didn't fully understand what that meant. However, I felt it to be true. I spent many years learning what it meant to be an ecstatic, blissful being. Spent many years in self-awareness and spiritual practices to gain the wisdom that I am here to teach you throughout this podcast. Even after understanding it, I had to learn how to embody my ecstatic beingness. And through the process, I learned what it really meant to create versus to manifest. Understanding that being an ecstatic is a connection to your Shakti, your creative life force energy. An energy that every human has, and learning how to allow that, to channel that through your body into your physical reality to create your heart's desires. The creative process is dynamic. It is beautiful. It takes time and spaciousness. When we're truly creating from our wombs, and from our heart's desires, it is in the realm of the unknown, of the no thing. So it takes a level of presence and surrender. When the intuitive hit came to me to create this podcast, I immediately felt the energy of it. I was immediately lit in bliss energy. However, it took many months of just simply allowing those energies to swirl, to be created in the subtle bodies, for them to land into my physical body and me to begin action steps, taking physical action to bring this podcast to life. It was astounding to me how much I have enjoyed every single aspect of it. When we are creating from our wombs and from our heart's desires, the entire process is blissful. Even the things like editing, which I really didn't know how to do and thought I would enjoy it, I fell into. I was enamored with everything, and I still am. This is the intention of this podcast. The intention is to help you to not only learn, but to embody what I have embodied, to cultivate ecstasy within you so that you can not just manifest your physical reality, but create your physical reality from a state of ecstasy, from a state of fulfillment, from a state of your authentic genius. So this podcast is here to inspire, to teach, to guide, and to activate you in the energy of your unique genius, your creative life force energy, your Shakti, your ecstatic self. The format will be that after the first initial launch, there will be 2 episodes a week. Every Tuesday, I will bring forward my story, an authentic story of truth that will be interwoven with a teaching, with a moral, so that you can learn from me. That you can learn from story, the art of story, as the Hawaiians call it, to talk story. And on Thursdays, I'll have guest appearances, people who are also living their authentic genius so that they can bring you different perspective, tools, wisdom to continue to further assist you on your path. Because the path never ends. It's a constant unfolding of the self. We could always, all of us could always use a little bit of guidance, a little bit of assistance, a hand reached out, an honor, in love, in commitment and devotion to this human life. So I'm so excited for you to join me on this journey. This for me is too a journey. I am unfolding more and more of my genius through this process. So I'm so happy to have you here with me. I absolutely invite you to share this as much as possible. Thank you for being you.
Thank you for being a part of the Ecstatic Women podcast. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your inner wisdom and living your life ecstatically. If you want to be invited back to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com